Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Steve Sands from the Golf Channel will join us coming up at 6:45 live from Oakmont, site of the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the Junkies Sports page. A lot went down last night, including Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Sports page driven by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. We've got huge spring incentives. It means lower prices for you and all your favorite models. Go over there and ask for Josh Cochran and make it Malloy. That's Malloy.com. I was told yesterday that my Chevy Tahoe will be done in a week.
Very good.
I'll be driving a Chevy Tahoe in a week.
I think that's the one I told you to get, right?
Yeah,
I told you to get a Tahoe?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great car.
Every time I see him on the road, I'm like, I can't wait to drive that thing.
You'll be in it in a week.
Now, the gas situation is going to be a little different.
That's going to be, but that's true.
I just can't wait. It's going to be so comfortable, and that thing's going to be rolling.
You'll fill it up $5 at a time, just like you always do.
No, $15.
$15.
$15 now?
$15.99, actually.
That'll get you, what, about 5 gallons?
$15.99. Why? You have a weird number thing?
Yeah, because if it goes over the dollar, so if it goes to $16.02,
okay,
I got to go to $16.99. Because if I don't hit it right on the dollar, on the zeros.
They have medication for that, you know.
Yeah.
I need medication for a lot of things.
They definitely do have meds.
Yeah. So if I say, all right, I'm going to put $19 in.
But you know what? Don't take the meds because these stories are better than you being on the meds.
So if I go to the gas station and I say, all right, well, I'm just going to put, you know, $18 in.
Yeah.
And it goes to $18.03.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I got to go to try and get it to $19.
Okay.
On the dot.
Okay.
If it goes to $19.02, I got to go to $20.
Now you're not paying in cash. You're paying credit card,
yeah,
right?
I just put my debit
in. Okay. Good.
But there's sometimes
he sleeps on credit card rewards.
Hard.
I've got Amex. I've got rewards.
All right. You do the
I don't
Amex.
I don't always use the Amex for gas, but from big purchases I do. Anyway, so yeah, I got to go. Sometimes I'll be there for like an extra 3 or 4 minutes
because
I'm trying to hit the number.
Got it.
I know it's strange.
Weird.
It's very strange.
You just do you.
Hey, we're all just trying to get through each day.
We're all just trying to survive.
Just trying to be on the right side.
Yep. So do you want to talk about OTAs first or NBA Finals?
I say let's talk about NBA Finals just because it's interesting how that series has kind of been turned upside down from the conventional wisdom.
I watched
only 3 games in.
I watched most of the first quarter. JP would have been shocked that I watched most of the first quarter.
He'd have been stunned.
For me, that's
he'd be proud of you.
For me, that's a late night. And I thought, okay, this is where OKC, they're going to start rolling. Indiana was terrible, in my opinion, in the first quarter. I think they had 8 turnovers in the first quarter.
Yeah, but that's when you went to bed, and that's when the worm turned
over. They were down 8 after the first quarter.
Yes.
Because when I went to bed, it was halftime, and they were up, and I was like, oh, they got a game.
And then apparently they had another bad quarter in the third. They were outscored 29-20. But second quarter and then the fourth quarter, they outscored OKC 32-18. SGA only had 1 bucket in the fourth quarter. He only got 3 shots off in the fourth quarter. And they only scored 18 points. They were outscored 32-18. And the bench scoring was the difference because Indiana their bench outscored OKC's, I believe it was 49-18.
Yeah, well, Benedict Mathurin himself had 27.
I believe it was 49-18 off the bench.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable change in the second quarter when McConnell came in.
Yeah, I heard McConnell was a spark.
The energy that he brought to the game, the Pacers bench with Toppin, Benedict, and McConnell changed the entire game yesterday. Yeah. McConnell had 5 steals, 3 of them on inbound passes.
That's crazy.
And he just brought new energy. And, yeah, they just – the Pacers – or Thunder just wilted away. Again, SGA did nothing in the fourth quarter.
Zippy.
Chet Holmgren's a first-quarter merchant. He does nothing the first quarter game.
What happens to him in the fourth quarter?
He plays scared.
I mean, he finished 6 for 15. Like, in the first quarter, he was –
He was killing them.
Two games in a row where he's played great in the first quarter, then he does nothing the rest of the game.
When I was watching that in the first quarter, I said, oh, Holmgren's going to have 30 plus.
Now, he wound up at 20, but he was 6 for 15 from the field.
Well, apparently he went to the free throw line a bunch. Yeah.
He had a possession when they were down 6 with 2 minutes left, and he got his three-pointer blocked by Miles Turner and then tried to take it to the hole and got blocked, and the ball went out on him.
Ugh. Isn't he like 7'1"? How's he getting blocked all the time?
Big dude.
I don't know. He plays scared. He plays timid.
I don't get it. I don't get that. But when I was watching, McConnell had 2 turnovers. I didn't think he played that great in the first quarter because he turned the ball over a couple times. He hit a couple buckets, but I guess from the second quarter on, he was really good, especially with the defense.
Their hustle was 5 steals. Just, yeah, I mean, next level.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Or were they not, like, just launching threes at a ridiculous rate? Like, it was a more traditional style game yesterday. I mean, it wasn't like they were shooting 43s each team, right?
Thunder attempted 22, and the Pacers attempted
27. Which is actually kind of benign these days, right? Am I crazy, or isn't that kind of a lowish number?
Compared to game two.
Yeah.
Like game two, it was... Well, what did I say it was? Combined threes, like 76 combined
three
attempts?
Something crazy.
So this is
Halliburton,
50.
Halliburton was attacking more and getting started early, which he had not done the previous game.
Is it just me, too? Have we talked about this? Halliburton has a weird shot. It's almost like a set shot. Like, it's weird the way he shoots. Have you guys noticed that?
It's unorthodox.
It's weird, yeah.
He just kind of flings it out in front of him a little bit.
Yeah, really weird.
So
he's a baller, but it's
works
weird.
For him.
Yeah,
I think I read this morning that the winner when a NBA Finals series is tied with 1, the game 3 winner wins the series 81% of the time.
That's a good omen for the Pacers. See if they get 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, it's just turn. Why
that's,
is it? Why,
that's pretty
why
interesting.
Why have they been so? Why are they up 2-1? Why? The end of the day, well, why?
Because OKC has had a couple of games that in the fourth quarter, they just fall apart. That happened in game 1, and
is that because of coaching? Because Carlisle is just so much better than this other guy.
Well, I mean, either that or just the bench is better.
Certainly the bench did nothing yesterday for OKC.
I mean, you can just tell that how unscared the Pacers are.
Yeah, they're battle-tested.
They don't give up. It's all heart for them.
How many games have they had in the postseason where they just have these unbelievable comebacks?
Like 4, right? At least. Yeah. At least 4.
At least.
Now, the Thunder are still big favorites to win the series.
Yeah.
They still are?
I think it's -230 or somewhere.
How about jumping on the Pacers at this point?
If there was ever a time to jump on the Pacers, if you didn't do it before,
dollars?
You might want to do it now.
I don't know. I think the Thunder are favored by 6 in game 4.
I mean, I think I might have to take the Pacers +6 game.
I think they've proven they're not.
Well, there's your weekend parlay play right there.
Might be.
Yeah. I mean, if OKC goes off and wins the series, I'll respect them for sure.
So
it seems like momentum's in their favor.
So 116-107, they're up 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night. Obviously, still in Indianapolis. Must win, obviously, for OKC.
In fact, now I'm rooting for Indiana 100%.
I think I am too.
Yeah, I love underdogs, and I'm all in. Give me poopy Indiana. I want them. That's how I'm rooting.
If you love underdogs, the Wiz, that's your squad, EB, next year.
So that is just a crazy stat that the game three winner of a series tied at one wins 81% of the time. That's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
It's a huge number.
I don't know why we don't throw all our money down on that. That stat.
I'm not saying
and
all.
The number,
I might throw a little money.
But I mean, that stat and the number, they don't. I mean, it seems like a home run.
Yeah. I don't know what money you're going to use. You just spent the whole first segment talking about being a brokey.
Man, I still have a few quarters, Case.
You have a few shekels left in the betting accounts.
Everything's relative.
I understand.
I feel relatively broke.
Sure.
Okay.
So we're gonna have Steve Sands on in about 15 minutes. U.S. Open coverage starts. Actually, it's probably already started, right? I got to find where USA is on this TV.
Got to find it. Got to get it off the Screamin' A shows JP watches all the time and find USA.
Those are done.
550.
550. Okay, we're going to put USA on one. We're going to put live from Golf Channel on the other. But 645, got the six guys going off. 645. Some of the bigger names pre-745. I already talked about it. We've got Adam Scott, Keegan Bradley going off at 718. Fleetwood also going on at 718. Obear's going off at 718. Bryson and Xander going off at 730 or 729. Rory's going off at 740.
How far is it playing from the tip? Is it playing 7,400?
Yeah, something like that. Wow. Those church pew bunkers, they just look brutal. I mean, if you land in one of those, good luck.
Because
the rough is 5 inches, but the grass in the church pew in the bunkers is like 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you'd ever find the ball.
I don't know how they find the ball either. I have no idea. I mean, they have, 100,000 people out there. But I still don't know how they find it.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, I got to get my bets in. We're going to do our pool. We're going to draft our players at 7:45. Have we come to an agreement of the format of the pool, or are we going to keep it the same way? Or?
Again, I feel like this year we have to keep it the same, but next year revamp.
We'll have to retool, reevaluate.
2026, new day, new era.
I think so. For, was it Augusta, Aerodromic, and Shinnecock, and...
Where are they playing?
You already know all the sites for 2026. Yeah, that is pretty good.
Why are you still trying to see if Tiger matches up any of those?
He's giving up that ghost.
Scottie Scheffler currently is plus 280 to win outright. The next guy is plus 700, so you're getting 7-1 on Bryson. Rahm's 12-1. That separation between Scheffler and Bryson, that's almost, if not bigger, than what you used to see with Tiger. To win a major,
pretty substantial.
It's wild.
Less than 3-1 is a crazy number.
Normally, a guy that bombs it like Bryson, but Bryson's pretty freaking accurate with his driver.
Yeah, I mean he's got a legit shot. Yeah,
but then his iron play has not been elite.
He's done a lot of different stuff with his irons. He was talking about it in his presser.
Yeah,
they changed the heads a bunch of different times, and it's incredible how much he thinks about his clubs.
He's a tinkerer.
Yeah, he tinkers all the time, especially with his irons. He talked about it a lot. But so Rahm's 12-1. Rory's also 12-1. I think I'm going to have to put a little money on Rory to miss the cut just based on the stats. Scheffler, if you look at Scheffler's stats, he's number one in so many categories, mm-hmm. right? Especially bogey avoidance, which is huge at the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can make pars at the U.S. Open, that's like making birdies at a normal tournament. But, and I talked about this a couple days ago when we had that guest on. Rory is 178 or 174 on the tour in driving accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Because typically it doesn't really matter. You bomb and gouge.
Yeah.
But you can't bomb and gouge at U.S. Open.
No.
Yeah.
So I might take a look at that.
Valdez already got me on the Rory missing the cut bit. Yeah, that's already in.
I think it's a good bet. And if if he plays well and hits fairways, he'll make the cut. But based on how he drives the ball, of course he kills the ball, but mm-hmm. if he's going to be in the rough, it's he's going to be looking at bogeys. So that starts in the next 10 or 12 minutes. And then, of course, OTAs, day two of the mandatories in Ashburn.
Well, Birdie told me you were out at the OTAs at some point yesterday.
I went out there. I got to thank all of the guys, plus Coach Quinn, for signing the firefighter helmet for the Trevor Brown Foundation. Trevor Brown was the firefighter in Loudoun County who was killed in the line of duty, killed in that house explosion last February in Sterling. Awful story. He's got a wife and 3 young kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're having a charity golf tournament Monday. So the Trevor Brown Foundation trying to raise money. The Caps were great. They signed a helmet. The Nats signed a helmet.
That's awesome.
All the big names.
Very good.
And then yesterday I picked up the Commander's helmet. And these helmets are cool because the guy who actually designed the helmets he painted them all in the team colors, mm-hmm. and he put the logos on them and everything. Right. They look really cool.
Yeah, so
they're going to auction those off on Monday. But anyway, I was out there. I went to the Dan Quinn presser. I'll tell you one thing Josh Harris has to do.
What's that?
He's got to build a bigger media center.
Okay.
It's unbelievable how small that thing
is. Tiny.
You can't take one step without bumping into somebody.
Okay.
And I'm surprised that the media members don't trip over the camera stands mm-hmm. or wires or cables.
Yeah.
There's no way. I mean, there was probably 40 to 50 media members in this small room for the Quinn presser. Yeah, I mean, you can't walk.
You're claustrophobic.
It's the same room it's always been.
Well, that big one, they have that big one in the main building.
Yeah.
But I think that's just for like the big pressers.
Mm-hmm. Like when they announce the head coach.
So the satellite presser.
But the daily pressers.
Okay.
When Quinn's in there each day, that was in that side media center. That thing sucks. Josh Harris needs to build a whole new media center.
Send him a note. Let him know. You're letting him know right now.
I am. So he was. He talked about a bunch of guys. There was a bunch of coaches out there, high school and college coaches.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out there watching practice, but obviously the big story yesterday was Noah Brown's injury.
Yeah, we have some audio of Ben Standing calling in, I guess, right on the scene with Grant Paulson here on 106.7 The Fan yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard to know exactly what happened, but basically he made a catch over the middle. It was like a sort of a low throw, and he went down to the ground, secured it, no big deal. But you could tell in the way he hit that something happened. You know, to what degree, who knows? He stays down for an extra 2, 3, 4 seconds. The training staff comes out. He does eventually get up and slowly walks off the field, but then they decide to cart him over to the building. And you know, like I said, it's hard to tell exactly what stood out a little bit was he, when he gets to the building with the cart kind of rolls over, sort of like a little bump out there. And at that moment, he kind of yelled, let out a scream. We were all sort of standing right there, and we don't know if it's a scream out of frustration, a scream out of the bump did something to him. I can't say for sure, but yeah, the whole thing was, you know, jarring. You know, you've seen this before. Some guys, it seems like a disaster, and then it turns out to be nothing.
Well, let's hope it's relatively minor and that he'll be ready for training camp, but that the initial sound of it does not sound positive.
That doesn't sound good.
In fact, that
whenever one, you're carted off the field,
and two, they hit a bump on the way out, and he's either wincing in pain or yelling in frustration at what he thinks is a pretty big injury.
Correct.
So we'll have to wait and see what the results are for that. We'll talk more OTAs and training camp, specifically about Deebo Samuel, coming up at 7 a.m. But next, we'll talk U.S. Open with Steve Sands from the Golf Channel, next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.